For about 5 days, if you asked to see the mayor of Seattle, you would have talked to Bruce Harrell. The city council president became mayor after Ed Murray resigned amid allegations of sexual abuse, which he denies. But Harrell quickly declined to remain mayor. Instead, city council member Tim Burgess will serve through the end of the election. And now it's time to hear from Bruce Harrell. You're listening to KNKX, and Harrell sat down with Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman to talk about City Hall's ongoing transition. Harrell tells them what it was like to suddenly become mayor under such difficult circumstances.
Well, it was exciting. You know, when I think about feelings, I think of emotions. And so I wasn't happy or sad in that context, but I immediately went to sort of the game plan I had written in case of a resignation and saw an opportunity, but also realized that the city, more important than my personal emotions, that the city was facing something that I don't recall happening in my life. And so there wasn't a lot of emotion, more logic and I think the need to implement the plan.
Was it a sad moment for the city, though, or was it just, you know, it needed to happen and you just stayed focused on that?
You know, I can't speak for the entire city and what the city was feeling, but I could tell you what I was hearing from people where I'm in coffee shops and in ball games, places I go outside of City Hall. And the voice of the survivors was very strong, that people that I wouldn't ordinarily talk about those kinds of issues, I think, people that I knew, some people I were familiar with, were talking about experiences that they've had either personally or in their family, and were saying that, I want the city to understand what this whole controversy means to me. And I gained a better appreciation for that.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you and other members of the city council did resist for a long time actually calling for Ed Murray's resignation. He had ended his reelection campaign, but we heard from people who were frustrated at times. Others had disagreed, but he said to us in emails and comments, why did it take five accusers? You've been asked this question, I think, before, but why did it take so long? Should you have maybe acted sooner, or do you think you carried it out correctly?
So, Jim, it's hard to have this conversation without upsetting one side of what I call the value system. The value system being, on one hand, the voice of the survivor should be loud and understood, and we have to act accordingly. And sometimes people heal by saying, look at someone like Ed Murray, and either, whether it's denigrating him or asking for his resignation, asking for clear action, that's a healing process, and people want that. On the other hand, as a lawyer that have defended people wrongly accused of both civil violations and criminal misconduct, people are presumed innocent. That's not to say that they are beyond judgment, but I do try to presume that people are innocent before they are proven guilty. And that's a value that's near and dear to me. So in this controversy, if you will, those competing values, it's hard to have a sane, rational conversation without taking a side. And that's why I was very specific during my oath of office. I said, this is not a time to take sides. This is a time for all of us to heal.
Even just basically the 2 days that you were really serving as mayor before you announced that you wouldn't continue to, you issued signed a number of executive orders. Why did you decide to go ahead and actually sign executive orders and direct city departments to do new things?
I was ready to assume the helm of leadership. I've held major leadership positions in the past. And so when given the opportunity, whether it was 1 day or 5 days, I was going to take full advantage of it. And there had been some events as of recent, such as the Amazon announcement, such as the developments of the youth jail and what we're doing, such as what I see every day around the street in terms of the litter. There are some things that needed to be done. And I'd be darned if I'm not going to do them, whether it's 1 day or 5 days. And I used a term, I wanted to reset community norms in this city. I was born just a few miles from here, so you can't tell me a lot about the changes this city has gone through in recent years. And this needs to be said, the kinds of things I was saying from the executive office.
Have you talked to now the temporary mayor, Tim Burgess, about those executive orders? Has he given you a commitment that, yes, I'm going to move forward with all four of these things? Or?
So we haven't really done a deep dive on this. He's still trying to figure out where all the restrooms are and everything else. And I expect some good things to come out of his office. I did hear one comment on my Amazon executive order that, and I don't want to misquote him, so that he certainly supported it, but what a tweak he was looking at was more of a regional approach. I don't know exactly what that means. I'll listen to it. I was very clear on I wasn't interested so much in a regional approach, but it could be we end up that way. What I wanted to be clear is we had some major employers like the University of Washington I wanted at the table with us to be able to respond to the RFP.
Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman talking to City Council President Bruce Harrell, who served as mayor directly after Ed Murray's resignation. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode with more from Harrell at our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.